The Panic Broadcast by Howard Koch. When I anxiously questioned the barber, he broke into a broad grin.
Haven't you heard?
And he held up the front page of a morning newspaper with the headline, Nation in Panic from Martian Broadcast. This was a moment that still seems unreal to me. I stared at the paper, while the confused barber stared at me. Center page was a picture of Orson, his arms outstretched in a gesture of helpless innocence, and underneath was the opening scene of my play. For 24 hours after the broadcast, the fates of all of us who had participated hung in the balance. The public couldn't make up its collective mind whether we were heroes or villains. While there were numerous injuries, miraculously, no one actually died in the mad scramble to escape the Martians, although one woman was reported in the act of taking poison, but she was stopped just in time by her husband. Then Dorothy Thompson, in her influential column, gave the opinion that we had done the country a service by showing how vulnerable we were to a panic reaction in event of war. From that time on, the tide turned in our favor. And, for better or worse, the course of all of our lives was changed. The Mercury Theater, whose brilliant production had brought about this explosive result, was soon to be disbanded. Orson, an instant world celebrity, transported the Mercury players to Hollywood and made the classic Citizen Kane. Joseph Cotten, one of the cast, achieved stardom while John Houseman produced several distinguished RIMs and helped to establish the Stratford Shakespearean Theater. As for me, I was catapulted to Hollywood and a 7-year contract at Warner Brothers. At first, the studio was at a loss how to use me. Accustomed to typecast writers as well as actors, they had no previous experience with Martians with whom they identified me. Finally, I fell heir to some assorted scenes and scraps of dialogue written and then abandoned by two previous writers. I was told to construct a story incorporating these fragments for a production that was scheduled to start in 2 months. With the camera breathing down my neck, I began writing in desperation, with only the vaguest notion where each scene was leading, hoping that this would lead to another scene and another, and that the sum total, if I lived that long, would add up to a film that wouldn't be bad enough to end my brief career in Hollywood.